She'll just get it earlier. I don't know. We're in pretty good shape. Save it for the troops, William. He turned down the display's scale to where it showed only two objects, Sada 138 and the new red dot, slowly moving. We spent the next 2 weeks watching dots blink out, and if you knew when and where to look, you could go outside and see the real thing happening, a hard, bright speck of white light that faded in about a second. In that second, a Nova bomb had put out over a million times the power of a gigawatt laser. It made a miniature star half a click in diameter and as hot as the interior of the sun. Anything it touched, it would consume. The radiation from a near miss could botch up a ship's electronics beyond repair. Two fighters, one of ours and one of theirs, had evidently suffered that fate, silently drifting out of the system at a constant velocity, without power. We had used more powerful Nova bombs earlier in the war, but the degenerate matter used to fuel them was unstable in large quantities. The bombs had a tendency to explode while they were still inside the ship. Evidently, the Torrens had the same problem, or they had copied the process from us in the first place, because they had also scaled down to Nova bombs that used less than 100 kilograms of degenerate matter, and they deployed them much the same way we did, the warhead separating into dozens of pieces as it approached the target, only one of which was the Nova bomb. They would probably have a few bombs left over after they finished off Masaryk II and her retinue of fighters and drones. So it was likely that we were wasting time and energy in weapons practice. The thought did slip by my conscience that I could gather up 11 people and board the fighter we had hidden safe behind the stasis field. It was pre-programmed to take us back to Stargate. I even went to the extreme of making a mental list of the 11, trying to think of 11 people who meant more to me than the rest. Turned out I'd be picking 6 at random. I put the thought away, though. We did have a chance, maybe a damn good one, even against a fully armed cruiser. It wouldn't be easy to get a Nova bomb close enough to include us inside its kill radius. Besides, they'd space me for desertion. So why bother? Spirits rose when one of Antipol's drones knocked out the first Torren cruiser. Not counting the ships left behind for planetary defense, she still had 18 drones and 2 fighters. They wheeled around to intercept the second cruiser, by then a few light hours away, still being harassed by 15 enemy drones.